Coldest Night of the Year, CNOY, received a warm welcome on Saturday as the fundraiser for Teen Assistenvay was back in person for the first time since 2020. As of 7 p.m., last night, the Youth Haven Initiative had raised $97,801, far exceeding its goal of $80,000. The walk in the cold is to help people better understand what someone who is experiencing homelessness is living through in the winter. The event is the organization's biggest fundraiser of the year, and all of the money raised goes to funding Youth Haven programs and services, as well as maintaining the Barry shelter. At the Barry City Hall Rotunda, which was the starting point for the walk, Youth Haven Executive Director Lucy Gowers said she continues to be in awe of the support the event receives. "I am always blown away by the support, especially this year," Gowers told Barry Today. "It is packed in here and everyone is in great spirits and ready to walk. This is a huge success. Earlier this week, we were at about 82% of our mark, and then two nights ago it shot up and we met the $80,000, she added. "I am so proud of our team at Youth Haven and thankful to our community and sponsors for all they do." The opening ceremonies began at 5 p.m. Participants then made their way through downtown and past Youth Haven's transitional house and emergency shelter locations as part of the 5-kilometer walk. A group from Canadian Forces Base Borden, located about 20 minutes west of Barrie, was among the 56 teams and 296 walkers participating. Major Jason Doss, who is the vehicle company commanding officer, had a team of five other walkers with him on Saturday night. Doss said it was an honor to walk for causes in Barrie and they try to help when they can. "We like to go for walks as it is. Every weekend, we look for time to do it, so this worked out great," he said. "But really, it's about giving back to the communities around us. The city of Barrie and Base Borden have always had such a wonderful relationship, and to help with the quality of life for the youth here is something we feel privileged to do." Since 2011, the Coldest Night of the Year has raised more than $57 million across Canada in 166 communities. All of the net proceeds stay in the community in which they were raised. Keith Yardit said he and his family came out to give back. The father of three boys said he will be part of the event every year now. "This was our first year being involved and we heard about it through the news," Yardit said. "I've got three boys and while they are not teens yet, I can't imagine if they needed something like Youth Haven and didn't have it. This is a great organization doing great things," he added. For more information on Youth Haven and its services, click here.